And good night at whatever time you may view this particular live stream. I am your host, Darshawn McAway. We're just kicking it. I got some stuff to do. Today has been a very busy day. Been up since, I feel like I've been up since last night. But I'm up, I'm here, kicking it with you guys. There is a lot to talk about, but I'm not too for sure where to start. Just want to say hello to all the good people out there. Hopefully everything is good with everybody. Life is good on my end. You know, we got some pretty interesting things getting ready to come up in these next few days. And I'm just kind of curious to see what's going to happen. You know, you guys bear with me. You know, I got to check the audio. Make sure everything is good to go. So we'll check the audio on Facebook and we'll also check the audio on YouTube just to see what's going on. It's a good Saturday. It's already the 10th of February. Jeez. January just breezed through. My goodness, January just came and like hauled ass. All right, so we sound kind of echoey on Facebook, so we just have to deal with it because I don't feel like digging for that stuff, man. And let's see, we should sound pretty good on YouTube because we got the microphone hooked up, so we're kicking it. Got some important stuff to do. Around 2-3 o'clock, so we're not going to be in here too long. I'm trying to finish up some paperwork now, and we're just going to relax. Just did an interview with Kaylee Boysberg, and she's a financial advisor, and we were talking about her book Make Money Your Thing and also her children's book Money Wise Mabel's Bursting Bank. And you know, it was a very interesting conversation. I asked her the question, you know, is being rich a financial thing or is it a mindset? I think it's a mindset, me personally. I think it's a mindset, but I also think it's a money thing. Okay. So what do you guys think? Is money a mind, being rich a mindset, or is it really the money? Because the people who have the money, they don't seem like they have the best mindset anyway. You know, they don't seem like they have the best mindset. But I could be wrong. You know, I could be wrong. And maybe it is a money thing. What do you guys think? Replay gang, what do y'all think? Y'all think money is a mindset or it's a financial thing? Some would say it's probably both. It's probably 50-50. 50-50. I'm kind of leaning towards maybe it is 50-50, you know. Maybe it is 50% money and 50% your mindset, because you sure as hell can't buy the most expensive things just thinking about it. You know, you got to have some type of money, you know. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, right? I asked her, you know, how much money should you have, you know, at a certain time of your life as well? You know, how much money should one have when they're in their 20s? How much money should you have when you're in your 30s? And I'm talking saved up. I'm also talking spending wise too. Because there was this book I read. What was the guy? What was his name? What was his name? He was talking about that you should have, like, if you're 40 years old, you should have $40,000 saved up. If you're 50, you should have $50,000, and, like, so on and so forth. And I understood where he was coming from. But I was like, seriously? Like, is, you know. Who's capable of, oh, that's the wrong side. Who's capable of doing that? No, that's the right side. You know, maybe some people do, you know, maybe some people got it, maybe some people don't, you know. I don't believe in money like I used to. I used to really believe in it. I used to really think that, you know, it's just so wonderful to have. And it's like when you get the money, and this is just my personal opinion about it, but when you get the money, it seems like you can't even enjoy it anyway, because you can't, well, some people do. It's like you can't, like, buy the things that you want and just be out and about. That's what it seems like to me. That's what it seems like to me. I could be wrong, though. I've been wrong before. But it does seem like one cannot enjoy the fruits of their labor without it looking like you're showboating, or, you know, like you're you know, showing off, you know. So I don't know. I could be wrong. I want to be wrong at some point. I really do. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I was listening to this Sin Completion. I was listening to 1, 2, 3. Okay. I was listening to some old school music earlier today, man. It's that song, Let's Hear It. Let's hear it for my baby. Let's give that boy a hand. I was like, oh, I remember this song when I was a kid. I had heard it in a, I was in Harbor Freight. I was somewhere and I heard the song and I was like, man, I remember that song. Man, they were jamming back in the day, man. They were jamming back in the day. Let's hear it for my baby. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, do 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 do. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's hear it. Let's do that. Yeah, but life is full of many surprises attached. But listen, let me pull the picture up real quick. I am hungry, guys. I gotta get me something to eat here in a little bit. I've spent way too much money today. Way too much money, man. Way too much money, bro. A ridiculous amount of money. It's crazy. I mean, an absolute ridiculous amount of money today. I told myself a long time ago, there should be no reason why I should end up spending $100 within a day. That's just too much, man. But that's me. That's my budget. That's my life. Spending $100 in a day. Hell, within the first couple of hours of waking up, it's not even 1 o'clock yet. I ended up spending $100 by the time it was 10 a.m. And I got up like at 7. You know, it was freaking ridiculous, man. Absolutely ridiculous. Like, just imagine in a roundabout way, you're spending like $100 a day, and the only day that you really don't spend money is on a Sunday or something like that. That's ridiculous, man. That is absolutely ridiculous. Save. Went to go get my car washed. These car washes suck too, by the way. These car washes suck. Okay. These car washes suck. They do not work like they're supposed to. My car still look dirty. I paid $20 to get that damn thing washed. It looked like somebody just threw water on it. I'm like, man, forget y'all, bro. So if you're listening to this on the replay, I hope that life is going good for you. Life is doing okay for me at the moment. I cannot and I should not complain. I won't do it, man. I won't complain. You know, I'm very happy that God has given me the opportunity to wake up this morning. I think a lot of people really take that for granted. You know, being able to wake up and see a brand new day with a brand new outlook, a brand new mindset, you know, a brand new mentality, if you will. You know, and enjoy your life as much as you can. Be as responsible as you can. You know, at the same time, you got to treat people right as well, you know. I wanted to talk about my books. I really did. I wanted to talk about my books, but well, they're available. They're out. They are available. I should have dropped the links in the chat for you guys. I think I'll put it in the description. You know, you guys go out there and buy them. I came out with 3 books. So you guys, I hope you guys get an opportunity to check that out. So yeah. But we're going to be here for a while. We're going to chit chat for a little bit. I'm going to straighten up my things here. Oh, save it. I'm trying to save it. But yeah, we in the studio. What's going on, everybody? We in the studio. Again, it's not too much to talk about. Also, I'm terrible at multitasking anyway. So as soon as I get done doing what I'm doing on my computer, we'll get to y'all. We will get to you, trust me. And we're going to make it do what it do. And, you know, we'll see what happens here. Y'all just give me a yes, it was a no. Yeah, we got a little questionnaire we're doing. I was supposed to be taking a test. I never finished that test, man. I need to go take that test so I can get that certification and quit playing around. And that's that. We're gonna do that. Go up here. What we got? Okay. You know what tripped me out is when I see women drive trucks, like really big trucks. That don't be tripping me out. There's nothing wrong with it. Just when they hop out, they'd be like 2 feet tall. I'd be like, what the hell? What's going on here? What the? Y'all in the building? We in the building. Let me see something real quick, guys. Okay, here we go. All right. I might have had a little too much fun last night. I don't know. I need to find something to eat today, man. My mom's birthday is coming up. Shout out to Mom Dukes. Mom Duke. Come birthday coming up. I have officially lost track of my mother's age, and I'm pretty sure she's happy about that. I don't know how old my mom's going to be. I'm not going to say either. I'm not going to guess it. We'll just say she's turning 30 again or something like that. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Let's see. I think it's other. I think it's 1, 2. Yeah. I see this lady in this truck. She's so small. She got that's a big truck though. I be seeing the ladies in the tractor trailers too. I see a lot of them. This one lady, It took her about a good 30 minutes to back up into a loading dock. And I was watching her and I was like, man, maybe I should start recording this. I'm like, cause she been at this for a minute. And I go handle my business. I come back out. She's still trying to go. I'm like, why she just didn't pull? Like, she tried to make a turn when she could have just pulled straight and just went straight back. She tried to, I don't know what she was trying to do. She was just bagging in from like a left side. And I'm like, why don't you just go straight and just bring it on back? Like, don't try to bend the corner and make the turn. Like, go ahead and make the block, go straight, and then bag straight into the docking thing. She struggled. She struggled for about a good 30 minutes. I really wanted to, and it's no knock on women. I mean, just it is what it is. But I was like, why is she doing it backwards? You know, I'm like, why she do it like that? You know, but I guess she got it at some point. Can I get a, make a copy of this one? Let me make a copy of this one. You know, copy and paste. There we go. All right. So anyway, she ended up getting it in there. Took her a minute though. Took her some time. I need to get me something to eat, y'all. I'm hungry, mate. Man, I'm hungry, mate. But you know, there's really no good food out there these days. They don't taste the same. It don't taste the same. Let's hear it.
I want to play that song.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's hear it. Hold on. Mm. Y'all ready to get the copyright strike, man? Let's see. We want to zoom in, zoom to Thailand, zoom to Thailand. Oh, what's going on with the passport stuff, man? What's going on with the passport stuff? First of all, I'm waiting on my passport to come back. But yeah, let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about that really quickly. What is going on with the passport bros? What's up with the passport people in general? Like, what's the deal, man? What's going on with everybody? People getting their head knocked off. I didn't even know. I just found out what this stuff called scope is. I'm like, scope? Like, I'm thinking like a scope, you know, a scope on a gun. No. This is a scope of drugs, scopamine or something like that. These guys are going overseas, and I want to say women too, they're going overseas, and they're getting scopamine dust to their face. Who was that just popped up? That was that Brother Love. What's up, Big Timer? What's going on, man? So listen, I'm all for people going overseas and doing their thing. No problem. But the problem is I want to go overseas to just kick it. I'm not going for no female. I'm not going because the women in the United States are treating me a certain type of way. I'm just trying to go to be like on a vacation and kick it and run into some people, take some pictures and just get on about my business, right? But these guys are going overseas. This is what it baffles me, though. They go overseas and they act as if like the women overseas are just 100% different than the women in the United States. I really don't believe so, man. With the rise of social media and people getting on TikTok and seeing certain things, I think every woman is on the same playing field. I think there are some women who are a little bit more mature, and they probably don't have a social media. They probably just look at it, but they don't put stuff out there. But for the going ratio, I think all these women are in the same box, man. So whether you know. looking for love overseas, okay, go ahead, you know, go ahead, make it your thing. But I really don't see a difference. Now, mind you, you know, I've been to a couple places, but some of the places that those guys go to, I don't even have I don't have an interest in going there. What Brother Love say? I've been overseas twice. It's different in many ways. Okay. Well, fill me in, man. Like, when you say different in many ways, like, do you mean on a positive side of it or a negative, or just like it's better to be overseas versus in the United States? And we're not even referencing just women. I'm just talking about just the dynamics in general. Because there was one day I was just disgusted with the fact that I had a topic talking about women. And I was like, man, I'm sick of just bringing up women all the time. You know, I'm highly interested in them, do my thing with them. But it's like, is there ever a conversation where I just don't be talking about chicks? You know, because life is more than just women. So, yeah, feel me in, Brother Love. You said you've been overseas twice and it's different in many ways. You know, just give me a little tidbit what you mean by it. Like, you know, different as in like people will knock your ass out type of different, or, you know, people love you, you know, type of deal. And if you want to mention something about the lovely ladies, go ahead. I guess we can throw them in there, you know. The approachability is way easier. You know what I've noticed too? I got you. You know what I noticed with women who are foreign to the United States? It is easier approaching them. This is a more softer, gentle approach, you know. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it is easier to approach women. I don't have a problem approaching women in general. I be wondering why some guys do have a problem though. I really do. I'd be like, man, why you got a problem talking to this girl? She's just a lady. That's all she is, you know. But some guys really get freaked out. Really get freaked out by that. But they're just women, man. That's all. They're just women, and those same women will knock your head off your shoulders if you get them upset enough. You know. Yeah, I think if you I don't know, people are just people, man. They really are. You can get anybody upset. I've seen the most patient person get upset. I think I got everything in here. All right. I'm about to give you guys all of my attention. I was trying to do something real quick. Oh, I just passed it. I was trying to do something real quickly. My Nightbot is doing this thing. It's a little late, though. Why are you kicking in like 20-something minutes late? Yeah, so anyway, the passport thing. Waiting on my passport to come back. I had told you guys this before, and this is just me. You can call me bougie. You can call me a rich snob, whatever you want to call me. I'm not going overseas by myself. I am going with hired help, and I'm going to the tourist type areas. Okay. That's where I'm going. All right. I don't have no interest in staying overseas. I have no interest of starting a business overseas. I just want to go overseas, take some pictures, kick it, try some different food, learn a little bit of the language, and just kind of just go from there. Ooh, she's cute. Anyway, you know, so I'm trying to do stuff like that, but I ain't trying to get no scope of me blown in my face. Hey, man, back up, man. Get that shit up out of here, man. You know, the suit. Oh, that's, but you know, I don't want to be rude. I want people to be cautious though. You know, I'm going to read that question. Let me read what Brother Love said. 1 second. Uh-oh, what happened? Oh, great. Brother Love said, where to go. I don't condone buying sex. Let me pop out this window, because whatever that little heart thing is, I can never see my chat. Make me seem like I can't read or something. 1 second, Brother Love. I'm going to read that comment. What's going on? What's up with my internet? All right. It says, I don't condone buying sex, period. Check out my Passport Bro video when you get some time. Zero tricking. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out today. I'm going to check it out. I should. What the thing at? So damn bright up in here. All right. I'll leave that up like that. Yeah. I guess it. And let me ask you this, Brother Love. Does it seem like it's easier for people to do tricking overseas? Is it that type of vibe, that type of environment that makes people go like, okay, I'll pay for it? Because, you know, sometimes you can go to different places and you could sense that type of vibe. You know, I wonder if that's what it is. You know, I wonder, you know, I really do. I wonder if that's what it is, you know. Yeah, but don't go with trick dudes. Oh, for sure. I don't actually, you know, I don't have any of my friends, man. They don't. Most of them are married anyway. Got a few of the guys that are status wise, they're single, but they got girlfriends or whatever. But we don't pay to play. You know, none of us feel like we have to be honest with you. You know, I think some of us maybe we flirt too much, if anything, but I don't think I ever had a woman. No, I take that back. I had a girl a couple times. This is a few of them that asked me to, you know, pay to play and also like pay their bills. And I was like, how did you even get to the point where you like muscled up the nerve to ask me? I was like, I've never asked a woman to pay anything for me. They have offered and I have accepted, but I was never that brave enough, which is going to change this year. I was never that brave enough to be like, hey, can you buy me something? This time in my life moving forward, I want a woman or women, all of you heifers, I want y'all to do something for me. I know what I can do for you. I need to see you do something for me. You know, take me. Yeah. What's that lady name? Donna, is it Donnie Wiggins? I want to talk about her. I gotta pull this up. Let me get this out the way real quick. Donnie Wiggins, she tricked the heck out of me, boy. I want to find the video. Let me see if I can find the video. So Donnie Wiggins is a lady. And she's a well mature seasoned woman. She's single, and she was on some podcast, but Anton Daniels was doing a review, and it was a wasted review because she mentioned like he couldn't find what he was looking for in the podcast to get to the point where she was said something about like why men cheat or something like that. Anyway, he was filling her out. And I'm just watching his reaction to her interview. And she started talking about how she's single, right? She offered all the men in the world to jump into her direct messages, her DMs. And then as the conversation started going, she started saying, if you look at my social media, you know, my life is about experiences. So if you're trying to talk, like, don't try to holler at me if you're not trying to give me an experience, which she changed the whole dynamic. At first she was like, oh, I don't care if a guy's rich and I don't care if he got this, if he got a regular 9-to-5 and blah, blah, blah. And then she started talking about, well, don't come into my life if you're not trying to take me out on trips. And it was like, whoa, 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 wait, hold on. How'd you go from it don't matter what kind of job you got and I like to do things for my man and stuff to like, don't come talking to me if you're not trying to have an experience and put me on experiences. So I was like, man, these ladies are a trip, boy. You know. So I thought that was funny. I've seen her before. I've seen her before. She was on some TV show. But she's some type of like life coach. And you know, it's always a red flag to me for anybody, even if I ever said this, please disregard it. I'm not a life coach. I kind of think it's remotely impossible for a person to be a life coach and for you to tell people how to live their life. It's just different. You know, people got different experiences. People got different illnesses. They got different diseases. So to be a life coach, like what qualifies you to be a life coach? I'm sorry. If you're saying you're a life coach, you have told the world that you are by far the most perfect person on the face of this planet. You know, so to say that you're a life coach, it's a reach. You know, it's a real big reach. I know people feel how they're going to feel. But man, to say that you're a life coach, I don't know about that. You know, I really don't know about that. I would tell people to say maybe more so a mentor in certain things, but to be a life coach, nah, man. You know, you can't, yeah. Being a life coach, like, that doesn't get you nowhere. It don't get you nowhere with me. I call BS. You know, if you say that you're a life coach, it's like, what's so special about your life? And what's so special about your life? You know, that's how I look at it. Like, what you mean you're a life coach? Like, I kind of feel like you got to be a trillionaire and you have to have perfect health in order to be a life coach. And you like, but in that same regard, money don't make you. Nah, that's what it come down to for me. Money don't make you. You know, I get it. For some people, it probably seems like it makes them, and you know, but I don't know, man. I had this financial advisor on my show not too long ago. And, you know, again, I had asked her, is being rich a financial thing or is it a mindset? And the more I keep on asking that question, I think it's 50-50, but I'm leaning more towards it is a mindset. However, if you want the most expensive things in life, you have to have a certain amount of money that people will consider to be rich, you know? So I think it's 50-50. And you know, a lot of people, I'm really intrigued with a lot of people in their relationship advice. Sometimes I trip myself out with the advice that I give, but my advice when it comes down to relationships is more so like a practical piece of advice. Mine's is more so, on the basis of how you treat somebody, you know, being fair, logical, and trying to be balanced. I think my points of views on relationships are, and there I would say a better point of view, because I'm teaching people that you don't have to be evil towards someone in order to get what you want. You don't have to manipulate anybody. You don't have to lie. You don't have to pretend that you're rich. And let's talk about this real quickly. I understand when people talk about men of a certain age, you know, 40, 50, 60, and you should have a certain amount of money, right? You should have a certain amount of money and you should be on your feet at a certain time. But there's this thing in life that some people just can't get it together. Some people will have worked 20, 30, 40 years, 10 years on a job and just wasn't able to save. Sounds like an excuse, but it happens. If you look around life, you're going to see more people that are living a average life, what they would consider to be paycheck to paycheck, you know, dollar for dollar, versus the people who are making the tens of millions of dollars monthly or yearly. When you get into a relationship, if you want to, I don't advise you to do this, but you can if you want to. You can make your relationships based off of money. Because women do it off rip anyway. most women are going to tell you or think to themselves that I want a guy who makes this amount of money. The reason they want a guy who has money is so that they could be bought things. They're not thinking about, me personally, I don't think they're thinking about, oh, just the security that we have, that we don't have to ever miss a bill, or if it's time for us to leave during an emergency, we can leave because of that. It's more so like, no, have some money. So if when I'm done using my money, I'm going to ask you for yours and you better give it to me. And it trips me out that men don't look at women the same way. Me personally, I want a woman who has a job or a career. And I want you to use your money, and I want you to use your money on me as well. I'll do the same, but I it's time for women to start doing things for me. You got to do something for me. Yeah, take me out to like treat me. Take me to go get something to eat. You know, take me, do something. Take me out on a trip. You know, plan it for me. You know, plan my, because it's only so much you can do for a guy anyway. But it seems like you can do a lot more for women that, you know, it just more, they got more girly type stuff, you know, going on. But yeah, do something for me. But these relationships these days are based off of how much money do you have? And can you do this for me? And I'll stay with you if I want to, type of deal, you know. And I get where people come from, but this thing happens in my mind where I start looking towards the future and I go, okay, you can say this now in your 20s and 30s, but what happens when you turn 60? What happens when you turn over to 70? Do you still have that same requirement? Now, surprisingly enough, there have been women on the internet who have been divorced or who are divorced, and they're 60, 70 years old, and these women are, they have these like high standards, and it's like the mindset is still young, but the outwardly body, it's like you're gone. Like, what do you mean? You know, let me see if I could find, I wonder if I could find another tripod to put up on this thing. Let me see something real quick, because I see people coming in and out. Can I do this one? I guess so. We can do this. I see people coming in and out on Facebook. So we wanna keep y'all there. YouTube doing the same thing. Y'all bear with me real quick. Drop that down. All right, here we go. And let's go ahead and put that microphone on. Y'all bear with me, man. Happy to be alive, brother. Happy to be alive. Happy to be alive. I just want to thank God for everything he's done for me and continue to keep on doing for me. And I just want to thank God for blessing me with the ability to have a child, the ability to be married, and to have a family, and most importantly, to maintain good health as well. I think that's the most important thing that I'm focused on, is the ability to have great functioning health. And I feel rich. Not only do I feel rich, but I am rich. I'm rich in the bank, and I'm rich mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. I am a rich individual, and I'm going to live my life in a rich way. I want people to understand that. I think that if you have been working very hard to obtain the things that you want in life, by all means, go ahead and get them, and stay prayed up, stay focused, stay cautious as well, because people will look at your life and try to take things from you. And that's why I want people to be on the up and up. Because if everything is going well for you, there's no reason for you to look over my shoulder to see what I got going on. And that's what I encourage over here. That's what I promote over here. I promote you go get yours. Go do your thing. You know, keep on living your life the way you see fit and keep on making it happen for yourself. You know, and you'll be just fine. Trust me, you'll be just fine. You know. Um, We're probably gonna do like a good hour. I'm gonna go check out Brother Love's passport video and see what he's talking about. See what he got going on. What you got going on now, boy? What's going on with my internet? Internet going slow, man. What's up, man? What's up with the internets, man? Nah, that's all good. Well, I think I got too many windows open. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Too many windows. Too many windows open. We'll check that podcast out later. Let me see if I can find Brother Love's his podcast. Let me listen to it real quick. It's gonna be fair use, Brother Love. Fair use, man. Fair use. I'm gonna find your passport video. As I'm waiting on my passport to come back, I'm gonna actually do a video of I'm going to pre-pack my bag. I have a whole bunch of clothes, but I'm just gonna have a bag packed up with stuff, and I'm gonna let you guys know. I'm gonna let you guys know where I'm going, but it'll be after I came back. I won't let y'all know ahead of time. I'm like, nah, bro. One guy though, I like what he's doing. You know, he's been to a lot of different countries. I check out his show from time to time. The Austin Holloman. Yeah, I dig what he got going on. It's you know, major salute to him, man, and all the stuff that he got going on. You know, where's the passport video at, Brother Love? Where you at? Where is that? Super Bowl, life lessons, cut us some slack, misinformation. He did say passport, right? He said check out his passport video. Where is it at? Was it a live stream? It might have been a live stream. I'm in the video section. Passport. Where is it at? Brother Love, where the passport video at, man? I'm trying to find it. I want to watch it. Is he back in the building? It's way down there. Okay. Austin Holloman. I catch his live streams. I like what he's doing, man. I like what he's doing. I'm glad he figured out a way to, you know, make money for himself. He got some audio books, some ebooks. You know, I am curious though, how much money is it taking him to bounce around from country to country? Because this year I would like to do that. But not, I don't want to be overseas like that long. I think he's been gone from the United States for like over a year. I kind of want to bounce back and forth. Like I want to go a week. So I want to go like to, it's already February. I want to go to at least like 6 different countries this year for like a good week, you know, to see like what's going on. I wanted to go to Thailand, but I told you guys this before. I don't want to go to any place where you have to get a vaccine. I just don't. I don't, you know, I'm not going to talk about it, but I just, you know, y'all can have that stuff. I ain't with all that. I just want to go to a place where I've just never been, and, you know, people ain't, you know, dying of famine and sickness and stuff like that. All right. I'm going all the way down. Passport. Is it the passport hypocrisy exposed? Is it that one? Where is he at? Is Brother Love back in there? Let's pull this one up. I think that's one that says passport. I want to see what he's talking about. It's going to be fair use, Brother Love. It's going to be fair use now. Don't be striking my channel now. Don't strike the channel. Nah, I know you cool. I know you cool. All right. Now, I'm not going to pull it up because but I am going to, I'm going to play the audio. All right, where is it at? All right, let's turn this on. All right, so let's give credit when credit is due. And this is how people, this is all people have to do. We are going to do a reaction. This is about a 4-minute and 56-second video. The YouTuber is Brother Love Show. We're going to watch Passport Hypocrisy Exposed. Unfortunately, I'm not showing the video, but I will put the link in the chat so you guys can go check it out for you guys who are going to catch this on the replay. This is Brother Love. He is a mod on my channel, and we're just going to check it out. He told me, too. He said, stay away from the guys that do all the tricking. So I'm going to stay clear of those guys, you know. I'm going to stay clear of those guys. But here's his channel. Y'all go check it out on the replay. We're going to watch the Brother Love, his passport video. And y'all go subscribe to his channel, too. Let's get him to 1,000, man. Let's go. I'm going to like this video, too. All right. Facebook, you guys good? YouTube. Let's turn it up. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Oh, a movie called Paradise Love? Hold on. Hey, low key, I ain't go front. There's this country somewhere, I guess, in Africa where older women go to get with the young dudes. Bro, I want to go. I want to go. Not because of the obvious reasons. I want to go to witness this for myself. I saw the little documentary that this guy put together. I did a reaction for it. I thought it was interesting. There, you know what, man? They talk about men being thirsty. Those women in that video, they were so thirsty. And I'm talking about they were paid, too. And most of them were married, telling their husbands that they were going on a girls trip or a business trip overseas, and they were getting piped down. I was like, what in the world, man? I'm trying to find Paradise Love. Hold up. Let me see something, man. We're going to play your video in a second, Brother Love. Paradise Love. It's a film in 2012. It's a documentary. It's 2 hours. I'm going to watch this. I must look at the trailer, too. Oh, the thing that I watch is kind of like Paradise Love. I'm going to find out where this place is. I want to go. See, I just want to go to different places and just experience life. That's all. I like to see things. I like to hear stories. And then... I don't know if y'all can hear this. I hope y'all can. Women of all colors and traveling for sex tourism with black men.
I believe a lot of women know about this, but I think they're just trying to sensationalize this because now men are showing options. If you didn't know about it, I'm going to show you a little bit about it. And if you don't believe me, let me give you from the word from
every year, over 18,000 middle-aged women flock to Jamaica to get their groove back in search of the big bamboo. They are not necessarily into long-term relationships, but many return regularly to their island boy, who sport Rastafarian-style dreadlocks, bringing money and gifts like jewelry and designer sneakers, a practice called...
Or in light of this newfound evidence...
Yeah, this is like the that video that I had watched. Man, this has been going on for a long time. In 2012, I was working at a job in 2012 trying to get rich. But this documentary came out in 2012. I gotta look at this documentary. But there's another documentary. Let me tell y'all, because I did it. Middle-aged women getting their groove back. Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. And these are white women, too. These are white women. I'm sure it's all women, though, to be honest with you. I'm sure it's all women. How Stella Got Her Groove Back. No, this one here is a documentary that I've seen. Because I definitely did the reaction to it. I think YouTube had did a copyright strike on my thing. How to Seduce an Older Woman Regardless of Age. Okay. Fifty-year-olds teach single women how to date for marriage. Okay. Why middle-aged women feel they're being neglected by the high streets. Okay, that's different. Women in their 40s going through those changes. Gambia. That's what it there was. That's what it was called. The Gambia documentary. Gambia. Let me see. Gambia, Africa. Yes. The British Guineas prey on Gambian men. I did this. Did he do it again? No, this is the same one. I'll put the link in the description. Shout out to Brother Love doing the hypocrisy on the passport. The women been doing it for years. So if you're in, hold on. My bad, y'all. So if you're in the building on Facebook, salute. What's going on? Hopefully, let me know if my mic sounds nice. I'm going to put this link in the description for YouTube. I don't have a cursor that can go to Facebook right now. But yeah, I it's a trip. It's a trip, man. Women been doing this for a hot little minute. It's like the passport movement is through the roof. Raise the roof. Raise the roof. Raise the roof. Can it go back in? Timestamps? Oh, let's do timestamps. Yeah, let's do timestamps. There we go. We'll do timestamps. And then we'll do moderation activity. What's that? What is moderation activity? Moderation activity will be shown. What is that? Let's watch the trailer to Paradise Love. And then we're going to wrap it up here in a little bit. I think I'm almost at an hour on YouTube. And you know how I feel about my time. I don't waste my own time, so I'm not going to waste yours. All right, here we go. All right, so this is Paradise Love, the trailer. This came out in the year 2012. And it is a group of white women that are messing with young black men. And these women are heavy set white women that are trying to get their groove on. Maybe some of them are looking for love. Hold on. This one lady kind of fire though. Hold up. This one lady kind of fire though. She ain't heavy set at all. Fair use. This is for educational purposes and entertainment only. I gotta watch this. That's French. Do you have money to give her? What? This is interesting, bro. Oh, I gotta watch this, bro. I gotta watch this today. Yeah, I gotta catch that. I gotta watch that. Let me see something real quick. Gotta watch that. All right, we gotta wrap it up here. We're gonna wrap it up. But yeah, we're just kicking it with you guys to see what's what. And we're gonna go ahead and bounce up out of here. This your boy Darshan. Thank you guys for kicking it with me. I really appreciate you guys. We're gonna fly up out of here. We'll catch you guys on the next go around. Peace out.